The restriction against sleeping alone in a room or home. Many of you may have heard that you're not supposed to sleep alone, and the question comes up as to what it is that you are to do if that situation happens. Is there any way to circumvent it? And what is exactly the reason and background behind this restriction? And what are its sources? So the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos in page 151b states in the name of Rabbi Chanina that it is forbidden to sleep alone in a bayis, in a home, and whoever sleeps alone in a home is grasped by Lilith. This Talmudic statement is recorded in the Paiskim in the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe Hilchos Shmiras HaGuf HaNefesh Halacha 6, in which he writes, it is forbidden to sleep alone in a house at night, and whoever sleeps alone in a home at night is grasped by Lilith. And so is recorded in the Magen Avraham in chapter 239, Sif Katan Zayin. So records the Knesset HaGdayla, the Pri Chadash, Beis Lechem Yehuda, the Chachmas Adam, the Mishnah Brura, the Steichemed, the Kafachayim, and is recorded in the Rishayim, in the Smag, the Rif, the Rush, and many other Paiskim. And thus practically, although not all Talmudic dictums, especially those that relate to spiritual fears and mystical dangers, are practical today, this dictum of the Talmud is practical today and needs to be guarded to avoid sleeping alone. Nonetheless, there are many caveats to this restriction, as we will now learn. Let's first begin with the statement of the Zohar. The Zohar in Parshas Tasriya, as recorded in many Achrenim, states that the above restriction against sleeping alone in a home only applies to a home that is not within a neighborhood, but rather is a random home in the woods and the like. However, there's no restriction to be alone in a home that is next to other homes, such as in a typical city or neighborhood. According to this approach, the above Talmudic restriction is almost never applicable today, and only applies to one who rents a lone cabin in the wilderness or goes camping by himself in a secluded area. The Chida in Tziporin Shamir actually concludes like this opinion of the Zohar, and hence, according to him, there's no real need to be careful in today's times against sleeping alone in your house or room unless you are alone in the wilderness. Other Pashkim, however, negate this ruling of the Zohar as not being implied from the Paiskim, from the most of the Achrayim. It is not recorded by the Magen Avraham, by the Alter Rebbe, and therefore the Kafachayim in Yeredeh concludes that one is certainly to be stringent to avoid sleeping in a room or home, even within a neighborhood. Furthermore, there are some Paiskim who interpret the Zohar differently and say that he's referring to an additional restriction which applies even when you're awake, that to be awake in a lone area should not be done even when you're not sleeping. However, one who is sleeping, then he should not sleep alone even within the city. Others understand the Zohar to be referring during daytime. However, during nighttime, even in a home in the city, one is not to sleep there by himself. Whatever the case, from the Poskim, from the Alter Rebbe, it is clear that we do not conclude like this opinion. Therefore, one is to be careful not to sleep alone in a home or room even within the city, and certainly on a camping trip or when renting a lone cabin. Does the above restriction apply also during daytime? So while we quoted from the Zohar that it applies also during daytime, in truth, most Rishonim write that it applies only during nighttime. So writes the Rush and the Rif based on the Yerushalmi, so rules the Pri Chadash, the Machzis HaShekel, and so is the ruling of the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch, who writes twice in his ruling that it only applies Belaila, by night. So there is no restriction to sleep by yourself in a home during the day, even though some Paiskim are stringent, as write the Zohar. Now, based on this fact that during daytime there is no restriction, we can deduce a very interesting allowance and circumvention of the above issue, and that is by having light in the room. Since the entire restriction is specifically in a dark home, if one turns on the light in his room, or even furthermore allows light to enter through his window, then there is no longer a restriction against sleeping alone in the room or home. So is understood from the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch and his Kuntros Achron too, based on the Pri Chadash, the Yerushalmi, the Pnei Moshe, and so rules the Mizmor LeDavid, the Eshel Avram of Buchach, Das Torah, many Poskim in the Darkei Tshuva, the Steichemid, the Kafachayim, both in Erechayim and Yerodeo, and Poskim of today, the David Misharim, Mitzel HaChachma, the Ber Moshe, the Oznidbru, and the Orchis Rabbeinu, name of the Chazanish and the Stipler. And hence, practically, a very simple method in circumventing the prohibition against sleeping alone in a room is by turning on the light, or turning on a nightlight, or opening the shade in a way that the street lamps shine their light through the room. Furthermore, writes the Kaf HaChaim, even moonlight suffices. So if the moonlight shines through your window in your room, there is no longer a restriction. Likewise, you can simply leave the light on in the hallway and open your door slightly to allow the light to penetrate to avoid the restriction. Now let's discuss regarding a home versus a room. If there are other people in the house, but you have your own room, is there any issue with sleeping there alone? So the Magen Avraham rules in the name of the Ma'aril, and so records the Knesset HaGdayel, the Mishnah Berurah, and other Paiskim, that the restriction applies even to a room, meaning that even if there are other people in the house, you're not allowed to sleep alone in the room unless there is not light penetrating, as we mentioned above. There are Paiskim, however, who argue on this and say that if there are other people in the house, then it does not apply. And you may sleep alone in your room, even in a dark room. And so is likewise implied from the Zohar. The Mishnah Berurah concludes that practically the custom of the world is to be lenient in this and not avoid sleeping alone in a room if there are other people in the house. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah concludes one should at the very least leave the door open to the other rooms of the house, which means that one is to leave the door unlocked, and if he wants to be stringent, then is to leave it slightly ajar. The above restriction applies both to men and women and applies even to children. And it applies even to a home that contains svarim and a mezuzah. A woman who is sleeping with an infant is not considered to be sleeping alone. It is questionable if one sleeps together alone with a Gentile if that is to be considered sleeping alone. Regarding sleeping in a sukkah by yourself, the Gran Meister Av writes that it is okay, being the one who performs a mitzvah will know no evil. So to summarize this halacha, based on the Talmud and Paiskim, it is forbidden for either a man, woman, or even child to sleep alone in a room at night unless a light is left on in the room or light enters the room through the window or in a jar door. If there are other people in the home, then alternatively to having light enter the room, one can simply leave the door of the room unlocked.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.